News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Gather yourself up, Jess, regardless of the shock.
What are you talking about? Isn't as exciting as that, Anton? Oh my gosh.
Now, this is an interesting one because I want to know whether or not this is a very clever marketing trick or whether it's an actual thing. Aer Lingus is going to lamp Starlink onto its jets.
Yes. So the very first flight, EO105, from Dublin to New York yesterday was the first flight, the first Aer Lingus flight to carry Starlink. They had videos all over their social media. The pilot pressed a button and suddenly Starlink was available. That's how the internet works. And the idea now is that rather than getting free Wi-Fi if you're in a business cabin, which can be up and down, or paying for Wi-Fi access in economy, where prices can range from, say, £3 or £4 right up to £20 for the duration of your flight, this is going to be free for everybody. Now, we have seen a number of airlines going down this road before, but I was interested to see that Aer Lingus was doing it. And I chatted with Suzanne Carberry, who's Aer Lingus, the chief customer officer there, and she explained what this will mean for customers.
We've offered Wi-Fi on our long-haul fleet for a number of years now, but latency has always been a challenge. And that's where Starlink has really been a game changer. And so Starlink have over 10,000 satellites. They're called low Earth orbit, which means that they're 550 kilometers away from the globe. And what that means is that the speed is super, super fast. Low latency is the term that would be used for it. What it means is no buffering, no waiting for downloads to happen, online streaming, exactly the type of connectivity you would expect on board will now be available to all customers traveling on these Starlink aircraft.
Now, Jess, I have a problem with this.
Oh, good.
Which is, it used to be wonderful that you could get onto a long-haul flight.
I knew this was going to be your take.
Leave me the hell alone. Don't call me, don't email me, don't text me for at least 7 hours.
I think you're kind of like that in real life anyway, even when you're not in an aeroplane. But this is a consideration. Now, personally speaking, when I fly, because I would go to America quite a bit for work, I really like, I'm the person who pays the £20 for Wi-Fi access on the plane. I do. And do you know why? Firstly, FOMO. I hate the thought of conversations happening on WhatsApp and I'm not part of them. And then secondly, it's a great space to get deep work done. Because of that exact thing, nobody talks to you. You've got the silence. Now, the only concern I have is this is going to be super fast 4K streaming quality. When I'm on the Lewis into work in the mornings, sometimes people
headphones.
They don't exist.
Yeah.
People on the Lewis don't know. So this is something I asked Aer Lingus about this and they did say that they are going to watch how it goes over the next wee while. They're not going to introduce any formal policy as such. It's very much a case of respect the people around you, respect the cabin crew, the staff that are working and so on.
Now, this is what I was asking about, whether or not it's a publicity trick, because they've one plane that has it thus far. It's going to be about another year, I think, before they get the whole fleet. So is that just a way of saying, let's capitalize on the fight between Michael O'Leary and Elon Musk?
I'd love to say yes, but I don't know for sure. I do think it is a really good case study. I understand that this is going to be rolled out on primarily the West Coast flights initially. So flights to LA and San Francisco to begin with. Over time, then, it will go out. IAG, which owns Aer Lingus, is also going to put it onto BA flights and their other airlines as well. So this is going to become the norm. So you have no more excuses for missing that Zoom call or Teams call with your boss or whomever it is when you're on your travels. It's fascinating, though, because I did a speed test this morning in my house in Dublin and I had 32 megabits per second, which is grand.
But download?
Yeah.
That's your download speed?
Appalling.
What have you got, like a string and a can?
A can of beans, yeah, a tin of beans and a piece of string. That's what I was getting. Whereas when you're up in the sky, if you were on this first flight, you could get download speeds of between 100 and 150 megabits and up to 400 megabits per second in terms of your
speed. How can you be our technology correspondent and have broadband that crappy? I feel we should do a whip around for you.
I made a mistake when I bought my house. Fibre is coming. They keep telling me fibre is coming, but until then, I am on the dial-up.
Well, it's funny to see people reacting to technological innovation with such a jaundiced outlook. A lot of texts along this line saying, this will be a disaster. People will be on calls and more for the entire flight. Jesus, we'll have to be listening to the lads on WhatsApp phone calls now and the conversation about the dog or the nosy neighbour.
something to look forward to, guys.
Jess, thank you very much. That's Jess Kelly. Coming up after the break, suggestions about how to reduce your energy consumption. We'll hear from the SRI.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Hi, I'm Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. April is Alcohol Responsibility Month. Underage drinking and underage cannabis use can interfere with how kids' brains grow, and it negatively affects their emotional well-being. And now is a great time to talk with your kids about making healthy choices and saying no to harmful behaviors like underage drinking. Modeling responsible ways to cope with stress are important. For resources, visit AskListenLearn.org.